The Establishment of Sanitariums, June 10, 1902. Typed. At an early hour, I am aroused by the word, write out the things that I have presented to you. In the building of the tabernacle, tact and skill were given to the Israelites. To his people today, the Lord will give tact and skill to do his work. To all who have a part in his cause, he will impart wisdom. But they must depend wholly upon him. They must be willing to be controlled and guided by him. As a people, we must walk and work as men and women accountable to God. Some, on their own responsibility, have taken up sanitarium work. Some have entered into this work as a speculation, hoping to make money. Their principal aim was not so much to heal the bodies and souls of the sick as to make money. These have begun to learn that to engage in sanitarium work means much more than they anticipated. Many unjust deeds are done in the hope of getting gain. The Lord has witnessed these deeds. No unrighteous act passes unnoticed. All that is gained in this way will be found to be loss, eternal loss. Our sanitariums are God's instrumentalities, and they are to stand firmly in defense of the truth, making their influence a living demonstration of the power of the gospel. They are to be elevated, pure, holy, carrying forward the work in reformatory lines. Those connected with our sanitariums are to keep self in subordination, taking themselves to task, pruning from their practices all unrighteousness. Not a thread of selfishness is to be drawn into the web. But this has been done, and will continue to be done, unless God's professing people receive the new heart that makes the actions holy. Unless they reform, unless their characters are changed, they will be left outside the city of God. For within its gates can enter nothing that defiles. Only those who are without spot or wrinkle or any such thing will pass in the grand review. Unholy ambition will prove the ruin of many souls. This is the word that I am instructed to give to all who claim to believe present truth. Men have entered into the sanitarium work for the purpose of gain more than from a desire to do missionary work for Christ. They have not realized their responsibility to labor as consecrated, devoted believers, seeking to impart light to those in darkness, showing the holiness that God accepts. They did not hold up the principles of health reform. Some were opposed to health reform, others were only half converted on the question of reform diet. With some, the chief thought in undertaking sanitarium work has been to show what I can do. They did not first sit down and count the cost, asking themselves whether, after taking up the work, they would be able to carry it forward acceptably and successfully in the fear and love of God. Instead of moving cautiously, exercising the strictest economy at every step, they made investments on borrowed capital. They felt sure that they could carry forward the work without loss, and that their debts would soon be paid. They did not work out their plans with fear and trembling, and they brought trouble to the cause which their work was supposed to represent. If our physicians could be willing to unite with men who have made a success of financial management, if they would cheerfully work in a humble way until the earnings of their work enabled them to enlarge, if they could resolutely refuse to pile up debts, they would save themselves and their brethren from many sorrows. If they would depend on the help of God, putting their trust in Him and showing themselves willing to begin small and to let the merit of their work speak for itself, if they had sanctified motives, if they would make it their determination to exert a saving influence in the world, they would be blessed in their work, and many more sanitariums would be established as representatives of the truth. The Lord has instructed me to warn those who establish sanitariums in new places to begin their work in humility. They are to consecrate their abilities to God, to be used to the glory of His name. The sanitariums established in the future are not to be immense, expensive buildings. Small local sanitariums are to be established in connection with our schools. Many sanitariums are to be established in places outside the cities. Connected with them, there are to be men and women of ability and consecration, who will conduct themselves in the love and fear of God. These institutions are to be training schools. Those who act a part in them are not to feel that they are prepared for graduation, that they know all they need to know. They are to study diligently and practice carefully the lessons Christ has given.